Welcome to the Fantasy Amateurs and Boom or Bust NRL Fantasy Podcast collaboration for 2024. We've joined forces to bring you the best fantasy content with a rotation of fantasy experts and fantasy nuggets, reviewing the week and answering your NRL fantasy questions. Good evening and welcome to the Boom or Bust and NRL Fantasy Amateurs Questions and Answers Podcast Collaboration 2024. Geez, I've tried different ways. It still doesn't get any shorter. Hello, everyone out there. My name's Stuart Lord. I'm your host this evening. And tonight, I'm joined by Belent from the NRL Fantasy Amateurs team. How are you going, Belent?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Feeling quietly confident about this week, or more confident than the last few weeks anyway. So pretty excited.
Excellent. Mate, I'm not as confident as you, but look, it's good that someone out there is feeling confident this week.
I'll tell you what, mate, if you've had the last 3 weeks that I've had, just being able to not make any trades and have 17 players, that's a win for me. So
excellent. Well, look, mate, we're not going to start off light tonight. We're going to get into the hard questions first. Is Angus Crichton a buy? Ask Lydia Short, essentially.
Look, it's a bit hard to say. So, I mean, he's priced at 31, I believe, break even at 28. So, I mean, he's definitely got the upside to eclipse that quite easily. I just would have loved to have seen what that rotation looked like with Nat playing last week and Satilli on the bench. Just got this, I'm just scarred for life after what Robbo's done with that edge rotation with Wong and Satilli. But, you know, like if I was going to have a punt, I don't think it's terrible. He's definitely got the upside. If he ends up playing 80 minutes as well, he's going to be absolute gold, right? 440k. So I wouldn't talk you out of it, but myself, I'm going to wait this week and see what happens there with those minutes.
Nice. Look, I'm pretty much the same. The guys to take risk on are obviously guys who are absolutely bargain basement with talent, or they're star earners, right? And we know that Angus, as he's looked the best out there out of all the edges this year, from what I've seen on that other edge. So I think that Robbo's finally come to the answer, which the rest of us kind of knew in the preseason, which is Angus on one edge, Nat Butcher on the other, right? Yep. With the other guys sort of rotating through the middle and possibly not playing Victor friggin' Radley 80 minutes every week.
Yep, agree. How easy would it be to just be the Roosters coach right now? Pretty easy. Pretty
simple. Oh, mate, you'd be better than being the Souths coach anyway. But anyway, but at least for this week, next week, they might have a different coach. They might have an easier time. So Lydia, look, I reckon Angus is a decent buy as long as you understand what your risk is. But I think that in 60 minutes, he's still a 40 points guy, because in 80 minutes, right, he's a high 50s guy, right?
Yep, completely agree.
So I can still see a pathway to 10 points worth of value. He works well with Kiri. Kiri is the big dog this week. So I reckon you're in for a good time for at least Origin-esque type period, I reckon.
Yep.
So the other one is going, does Lydia also ask, do I need to tackle middle crisis with Taylan May? So he currently has Cotter, May and Totola. Yes, I have the same issue, which is that it is hard having a guy worth 700 grand starting on the bench, right, Belent?
Yep, agree.
And it's ugly. And the issue is that all the exits are injured, or they've got buys coming up, or they're on the buy this week. So if you were to buy a middle this week, it's not very pleasant, is it?
No, it's not. There's not too much out there at the moment that I'd be willing to pay up for, unless, I mean, it just depends on how much cash you got as well, right? Like Tohu's probably an option. You could go to McInnes if you don't have McInnes. There's not much out there around that price point for sure.
Yeah, look, McInnes is probably a good shout. I'm just having a look there. Yeah, Tohu took a little bit of a dive last week, but they were tallying them up. I think that's the only issue with Tohu is his downside is he's such a base stat player if they're getting away from the comp. Adam Fanua-Blake, he's still got a break even to 70. He's probably not the guy this week. I know a couple of people mentioned AFB. Ugh, so ugly. 667. Stefano, again, I don't think is the guy. I know we'll have a few questions about Stefano. So, look, how about we talk about mids for a sec? Because Stefano played 67 minutes last week due to the fact that they had two HIAs and they couldn't bring Clemmer back on. So, and he had a bonus week. So, he's good, but I'm not sure he's worth 750, right?
Nah.
So, like, we're really searching for value here. It's so ugly. Tino's injured. Look, top of the tree, Jermaine Hopgood seems like the best of the expensive middles, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't have Carrigan, you could probably go Carrigan as well, I guess. But there, obviously,
Carrigan
there
may
are
play
rumors.
edge this week, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was about to say that. Yeah, there are rumors that he's probably playing edge. Just looking through. Yeah, I wouldn't even be touching JDB either. Yeah, it's probably
He's
more
on
to
the
do with
bench.
this.
He can't
Yeah,
pay
well, yeah,
732 for a guy starting on the bench.
exactly. Yep. So
Max King looks to possibly be out with an injury.
I think he is out. I think he's confirmed out. I saw Gus tweet before saying that he was out.
Excellent. Well, fair enough. Well, I guess NRL Fantasy is not updating for that. Look, if I'm scrolling down and I'm scrolling down past all these guys, past you almost want to cash down May. I'm having a look here. The guy with the most confidence that I'm seeing on my way down, you got Josh Curran still playing on an edge. Coming off, it was a 45 last week. It's not a 60, but it's a 45. After that, we're down to Morgan Smithies coming off a 60 last week. Like, there's mid's ugly, right?
Without even looking, I actually think that Curran's, from memory, I think Curran's edge stats are a little bit better than his middle stats anyway. That's without looking. I could be wrong, just from memory. But,
Yeah,
if that's the
I'll.
case, then could be wheels up there.
That's it. Look, he's probably only got a couple of weeks more there with Preston, but the fact that their middle rotation is so ugly, like you can only see Curran playing big minutes for the next little while.
Yep,
But again, it's not a
agreed.
permanent solution. So if you're looking for an absolute permanent solution, the answer looks to be Morgan Smithies. I'm not sure you need more Raiders. I'm not sure that Morgan Smithies' PPM is stellar either. You've already got Reuben Cotter, Pat Carrigan, mate. Oh, yeah, it's so ugly, right?
It's really ugly. Yep.
Look, the only other guy that possibly is worth a shout in a week or two is Lindsay Collins because he's lost a lot of cash from that injury the other week. He probably dropped to just around 500k flat. Is probably
What about Nat?
Nat Butcher back this week, 682. You're right, I did skip him. Break even to 43, playing on an edge, likely to play 67. And if he goes to the middle, his PPM is good. Yeah, Nat Butcher is also good. Plays 13, dual.
Yep, Jewel.
Has already had the baby, so won't be missing another week.
That's confirmed, is it?
Well, I think he was missing last week because they were having the baby.
Ah, right. As in she was in labor.
Something like that. I don't know. I'm not really gonna troll his Instagram for baby photos. Oh wait, no, I just did. Here we are. Yes, 5th of the 4th, new baby. There you go.
Wonderful. Congrats.
Excellent. She's not gonna have another baby in 6 weeks. She's not a rat. Awesome. And look, joining us now, finally, we have Nick Lord, Boom or Bust podcast. Finally, mate, can't pay you out about Matt Burton. Pulled out a good week.
What it do, baby? Yeah, mate. Going good, going good. Up used all. Screw you guys. I'm going ham.
You can go home with who was your captain last week?
Ryan Pappenhausen. He was like
Yeah.
the lowest scoring guy on my team, and somehow he got the C.
You
So,
want to know, you
anyway.
want to know something funny there, Nick? He was my captain as well, mate.
Mate, I'm not sure how I can get either of you to answer the questions this week. It's like, you're right. It's like 1 week in five, apparently, for guys like Matty Burton.
Well,
Mate, I'm up the ranks, so I think I've got my respect back, to be honest.
yeah, I somehow gained ranks as well last week, so
No.
I'm not complaining.
Fair enough. I captained Carrigan, which was great, but it's the only thing which saved my week. I had an absolute shocker. So fair enough. All right, so look, middle, Nat Butcher's a good shout. Unfortunately, otherwise, if we're running down to those 500, 600K guys like Smithies or people like Curran. So again, nothing 100% in gold there. Nick, quick question for you. What's the job security in your mind for Iroh? Kaelin?
Kale?
No idea. Iroh. Let's
Yeah.
call him Iroh for now.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I don't think anyone really knows. I think didn't you have the mail straight
Kale
earlier in the
Iroh.
year that
Yeah,
that
I.
basically it was Talakai's to lose it, and it looks like he may have lost it.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that Talakai's lost it as much as he's been moved to the middle to cover an injury crisis, right? Because they're so short on middles with everyone being injured all at once. So that's the thing. I'm not sure that Talakai was playing that badly, was he?
I mean, he wasn't playing great.
Yeah, I don't think he was playing great either. Yeah, I agree.
So I guess it's one of those ones where it's a bit sketchy for everyone involved. There's no massive job security, but if Iroh plays well enough, he might keep the job. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he had a blinder before the bye round as well, didn't he? So.
Yep. So look, there's not great, but if you hop on this week, you'll probably make some money. You might get 2 or 3 more weeks until they've got enough forwards back. Especially if Iroh's going well, might keep Talakai for that bench spot in that middle.
The
Tom.
tricky thing here is that if you look at trading out Chan, for example, he plays on the Friday night. If you look at trading out Talangi, he's in the game beforehand. So, you know, I'd lean trade out Talangi for Iroh directly, so you get at least that 24-hour update, right?
Yeah, oh, look, I can't see Iroh losing his spot, like being named there in the 24-hour update. It's more just 2 weeks from now. Is he the next Talangi? I know. I'm probably going to hold Talangi one more week because I reckon Morgan Harper's going to stink it up.
Yeah, I don't hate that, actually. So is the advice to move off for underperforming cash cow like Tupanua or Talau? So
that's it. Maybe I bail on one of them.
Yeah, you have to get off Sotelli. Yeah, you have to.
Yep, I am this week, even after he was promised to be starting last week. It's like, nah, time to go Sotelli.
Yep.
The most annoying part about that was he was actually scoring well, and then he got moved to the centres, and then his score just froze.
And then Sam Walker got the HIA to stop going that direction.
It was so annoying.
Yeah, it's a shocker. All right, Tom Conway goes, is Teddy worth holding? And so can I do, or he can do like a Teddy Taponga type option. Look, mate, I don't know about that one. Teddy looks pretty crook. So I
reckon he might be out for multiple weeks, so.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a risk. And I guess it's just how much risk do you want to take prior to Origin? So, look, if you switch.
The good thing is you can get some like-for-like replacements in the position. So you can pick up a Tom Chester or a Schiller or a Chevy Stewart, you know. So I think that's a good move to just move out for a like-for-like replacement in the positional cover.
That's true. I'd probably do one up, one down, Tom, if you got the option this week. So go buy a guy if you could trade him out for, like, go get Ponga. And then go get a cheap guy as well. So between the two, you should get full coverage from like a between the two, right? And then just
hoard your cash. This is a week to hoard cash, I think. Just build that bank so you can reassess next week because this is carnage.
Yeah, it's certainly.
That's my strategy this week. I've got a fair amount of money in the bank, but I'm cashing down just so that next week I could just make some massive upgrades on shitty players. So that's definitely my strategy.
I like it. South set the bye next week, so you just don't buy any South play. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
All right, Baden Dennis, fellas, is asking, and he's asking a really good straight up question. Stewart, Iroh, Gray, Willison. Any of these guys worth buying this week? And are any other cheapies worth buying this week? So I'm guessing your Tom Jesters would be included in here too. Look, Rapana for me is out for, I've got to sell him because he's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Yep. So, because he's having meniscus surgery. So Stewart probably has at least a medium term runway there because Ricky's been quite adamant that Chris is not the fullback that he wants. Jai Gray only has a 3 week runway because it doesn't matter who the coach is. I can't see them not putting back Latrell to fullback. So he might get a bench spot or a wing spot or something like that. That's about it. Willison again has been in and out of the squad when they're fully fit. So, and Iroh is not security. So I'd probably start off with Stewart, Iroh, Willison, Gray in that order, especially with Gray going into the bye. How about you guys?
Yeah, I'd see it pretty similar myself. With Stewart, probably, he's got 6 to 8 weeks. You'd have to say, with regards to your points there, Stu, of Chris, well, obviously he's not going to be playing fullback anytime soon, otherwise he'd probably be named there this week. I wouldn't be touching Gray at all myself personally, just because of the bye, not just the bye next week, but Rabbitohs have got a horror run. They've just got a horror run in general because they're playing that bad. So, and then, like you said, Willison, he's been in and out of the side, and we've spoke about Iroh before, so I'd have my lineup pretty similar to yours.
Excellent. Nick, any disagreement there?
Yeah, I think Tom Chester goes to the top of the list, guys. He's got the spot for the rest of the season. He's an absolute stud. Clear runway through to round 16. He's going to get the DPP. I just think Tom Chester, get him in your side. He's the Ducks nuts.
Is Tom Chester not coming off an ACL?
He is.
That's fine. That doesn't worry me so much. He's playing centre. If he was playing fullback, I'd be a bit more worried. But, you know, if he gets 15 tackles and 100 metres a game, that's 25 base, maybe a couple of misses. So around 20 to 25 base. And then, you know, he's definitely got some attacking chops. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about that. Whereas, you know, Stewart, we know 6 to 8 week run. I think Mark and Ryan and Rob from the amateurs summed it up perfectly by sort of thinking, well, Hop Whitey could be in next week, or Stewart may, you know, a bit like Sloan, have a bad defensive game and get yeeted. So
Ricky would never be reactive, surely. He's the most calm coach that we know.
Very, very calm. Very calm. Very, he backs his players and doesn't just drop them at the whim of a hat. Anyway, for that reason, I'd actually put Ira ahead of Stewart because he's got that -5 break even as opposed to like an 18 break even. So Ira is guaranteed to make cash this week at least, probably around 40 to 50K.
No, so, we have to change what guaranteed to make cash means now that Dom Young pulled the -12 on us. He's redefined guarantee.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Well,
okay. Look. Almost certain, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, he look, okay. Okay, if he hits like a 30, right, he's making 40 grand. If he hits like a 50, like he hit last week, he's going to make 60 grand. So Iroh's got to be in your team, I think, this week. There's just too much quick cash to be made there.
I like your thoughts. Excellent. Well, look, yeah, probably Iroh then possibly ahead just on the break even alone. I think Stewart will probably hold the spot for a little while because Hopewade hasn't looked that assured at the back. Stewart looking to be the long-term guy. I feel like Rapana this year was only ever a filler because they realised that Stewart probably needed a bit more time. So, have to give it a go.
Yep.
Look, Mitch Olerenshaw, is it worth trading Finiwa Fauaki and Chan to Crichton? I'm guessing this is Stephen Crichton, 463K playing fullback this week, and a Schiller or Iroh. I kind of like it. Steve Crichton has dropped like a stone. He started the year around 620K. He's now at 463K. He's currently the cash.
Angus Crichton.
Angus Crichton?
Yeah, it'll be Gus. It'll be Gus for sure.
Oh, it probably will be. Well, fair enough. Yep. Anyway, I've given away who I think is a good pickup this week or in a couple of weeks too. Anyway, well, look, Angus Crichton's got the risk. And Iroh, look, I guess Finifuaki and Chan aren't really doing much for you. So, yeah, go for it, Mitch. Balint, question for you. Is Chan or Blaze to Schiller okay now that Rapinoe has gone 6 to 8 weeks? He plays the Titans this week, -1 break even. Or are we worried about Hopewade?
I'm pretty worried about Hopewade myself. I think if that was Schiller's position to, I think he would have started there the season. I mean, he played all the trials as well, right? So I think as soon as Hopewade's fit, he probably comes straight back in. So I probably would not be doing that myself.
Mm. We talked about a few other good cashy options so far, haven't we?
Yep, Stewart, Iroh, Chester.
Yeah, I like it. What's Chester's break even there, Nick? Because I know he played a game already this year.
It is 18.
18, so the same as Stewart. So, yeah, so look, but obviously a bigger investment.
But he's got a long-term upside of around high 30s.
You won't need to trade him. He plays 13.
Yep.
He won't be playing Origin unless like 27 players die ahead of him.
Yeah, and the wing fullback position, I mean, hooker is a mess for the bye rounds, but wing fullback as well is an absolute mess. So I think picking up Chester, because he misses 16 and 19, but the fact he plays 13, 14, 17 and 20 is really solid.
You can yeet him like round 15 if he's got the bye anyway.
Yeah.
16, so. Okay, so that's next one up. Nick, Murray to Tohu and Flanagan to Bloor from D Young.
No, don't sell Flanagan. And
Murray's on the bye next week.
Hold Flanagan, huh?
And Murray's on the bye next week.
Yeah, that's I don't mind that so much. It's pretty sideways, I think. To be honest, I'd find some other players to trade. To be honest, I think you picked Murray for a reason. How's his form been? I'm not too over care Murray. Oh, he's holding his price pretty well, so he must be doing all right. He's doing all right. No reason to sell him.
Might have a good coach next week.
Seriously, there could be a serious bounce back factor here. Once Demetrio is gone,
if they pull everyone else's head in at that club, yeah.
Yeah, I think just wait one more week for Murray and Flanagan. I don't think's a sell in any world. I think he's playing pretty well.
I think Flano is only a sell if you got like a real clear, like if you have 400 grand and like a great trade target upgrade type of thing.
Yeah, I don't think what do we think on Bloor though, Stu? I know you were higher. I actually didn't like what I saw, I'm honest. I don't think he was very impactful at all last week.
I think
he was quite impactful. line break, some pretty big runs, couple of offloads. I thought he was actually quite good for his first hit out of the year myself.
Yeah, I thought it was like, it looked like his first hit out of the year to me, but I think that the fact that he's back this week, it kind of indicates whether at like Chance just lost his shot, unfortunately. You get an infected hand with Bellamy, you cut. So yeah, apparently he doesn't like infections. I don't know.
I think he looked better than Chan.
Low bar, but yes, you're correct.
It's tough because Bloor's playing outside a hobbled Munster, so I don't think you're going to get the best of Bloor, unfortunately.
That's true. And look, Munster, I guess on that note, is busted for the year by the sounds of it, so Mitch would probably have a lot to say, assuming he was here, which he's not. That slacker.
Love you, Mitch.
Yeah, he does. All right, Simon Jones asks, should he trade Salmon or Finifuaki to Crichton, or do they still have money to make? Look, I probably...
They both have money to make. Yep.
Yeah. Look, unless you need more risk in your squad, if you've got like 21 green dots and you just want some spice, I'd say, okay. However, Finifuaki is such a slow burn and he's only got a couple of weeks left, whereas Angus Crichton does have the upside, but you can probably afford to wait a week, right?
Dude, both those guys play 13. There is no reason to sell.
Finifuaki won't be starting at 13. Lukey will be back by then.
Lukey will be back?
Yeah, he only had a 6 to 8 week injury, round two.
Okay. So he's got 2 or 3 more weeks?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's really sideways, I think.
I'd wait a week on Finifuaki to Crichton. I reckon they'll both go up the same amount, but then I reckon Crichton will start to pull away if he does get that 60-plus minute role.
Well, Crichton's break even is 27, and he could hit like another 60 this week.
Yep. What's Finifuaki's?
It is 18, and he's probably going to hit a 30 or 40. So,
I think
the Crichton will outpace him.
Yeah.
But you could. I don't hate it, actually. I don't hate Finifuaki to Crichton. Don't hate it.
I reckon Semmer's got a little bit. Plus, he's got the dual player coverage just for now.
Yep.
Okay, Billent. Nathan Affleck asks, who would you prioritize from Hines, SJ, and DCE? Thanks for the work.
To bring in.
Yes, Nathan Affleck has good issues and has a lot of cash.
I like Hines just because he's such a solid captaincy option. I like SJ as well. I'd be prioritising Hines myself. Do we think he's going to play Origin?
I personally don't, though the Moses injury kind of makes it a little bit more likely than the fact that Cody Walker's playing so abysmally. So I'd almost see, though, Luai being the incumbent at this point because of how badly Walker is playing. Like, just, it's awful.
I mean, to be fair, Sean Johnson's playing like the Dally M player he was of last year after he got ripped off.
It was right.
No, he's just playing. He had the clear issues, just playing a team full of too many good people. That's the hardest thing for him.
I'd still say Hines. I think Hines has got a floor of what, 60 odd, I would say. I'd be going for Hines. Just solid captain option. Yep, get on Hines.
Excellent. Nick?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, me too. I think that Hines has a slightly lower floor this year, but he can still turn it on in attack. And I think the Sharks are finally, they're having to turn to the outside backs a little bit more now that they're so short on forwards. So expect Hines to kick more, be more involved. Luke Spitzer goes Flano and Rapana to SJ and then Bloor or KPP, or Flano and Rapana to Hines and Campbell or other 600k player. For me, it seems like Flano, if you can get Flano and Rapana to Hines and Campbell, that seems like a slam dunk, doesn't it, fellas?
Yeah, but I kind of like SJ and KPP as well.
It says weaken the edge in the hooker role, so KPP will help Luke out. But Hines and Campbell as well, that seems like you could get 120 points between the two of those each week too.
Yep.
Whereas SJ hitting a 60 is all right and KPP hitting a
45.
So, I don't know, I feel like that.
I mean, he scored 47 in absolute bog last week, right? Like,
yep.
I mean, he's...
I
think he's shown enough potential. I personally think he's a mid-50s kind of guy.
Fair enough.
From what I've seen.
Here's one other thing that I'd say in advantage to having Hines and Campbell is that Hines and Campbell both played one bye.
Yep.
So, look, they're both good issues, Luke. It sounds like you got like $1 million in the bank. Good on you. Ben Lufferin's going, how's your team value going? I'm on 11.2 million. It's like, I'm on 11.06. How about you, fellas?
I'm 11.01.
Excellent. Nick?
11.1, I think. Yep.
Nice. So, mate, you're doing well. You're well done. You've obviously hopped on some good fellas. Rob Sewell's going, is Waddell a chance of holding the edge or is he a trap? Waddell, it's the largest trap known to man. in a Waddell shape. So name Waddell. So don't get him. Burbo will be back once they get. Oh, who went off with the HIA last week for Manly?
Garrick. Garrick.
Yeah. Garrick will be back. I wouldn't do it. Carl Swanson asks, trading Rapana and Mariner, which is great because they're both injured. They can either go Iroh and Turbo or Campbell and Angus. Nick, first quick thoughts on that.
I think I'd prioritize Iroh. So that's your center option. Look, I think this is the week to hoard your cash. I think maybe look at Angus or Campbell. I'd sort of put a line through Turbo. He can wait a week, to be honest.
Who's Turbo playing this week? Coming off a good week?
Up the Waz, baby!
Yeah, look, 50-50. He'll either crack one out or he'll have a quiet week. Yep. So, depends which Turbo shows up.
It's in NZ too, so, yeah.
I hope he scores a try, but I also hope they don't win.
Ah. It's always the way. Look, I like the idea. Jack Williams, he goes.
What are we saying? What are we saying for him?
I was just slinging it. So like Iroh and a guy like Campbell Angus makes sense. So we're just moving on.
Yep.
Okay. Balint, thoughts on Murray to Hines and Talagi to an Iroh due to, and then he can bring another mid round 7.
Yeah. Who's the mid?
Well, we just talked about it earlier, right? Like it's probably Nat Butcher at this stage or a guy like, a guy like Curran or Morgan
Guys,
Smithies.
Don't load up on positions just because you need one. Like, find the value where the value is. Like, there's no value in hooker. You shouldn't have four hookers in your team. You know, just go for value elsewhere.
Really? Okay. I've got four hookers in my team. I've got Coruscant, I've got Smith, I've got Levi, and I've got Lussick.
There you go.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's all right. I was expecting, like,
but I'm counting Cheese as a mid, so...
Yeah, he's a mid, yep.
That's it. Yep. And a mid that just keeps on performing just well enough to not be immediately cut.
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know about Murray to Hines, eh?
It's pretty sideways.
Yeah, it's quite sideways. I mean, there might
I'm happy about it. You get an extra round. You'd get a 50-50 on Origin as opposed to 100%. Murray has to be dead to not play Origin this year, right? If he loses a leg in a car accident, they'll just strap a prosthetic on him and get him out there.
Yep. Okay, my point is that you wouldn't have sold him to begin with. You would have held him to Origin, so hold him to Origin.
That's
and work
what I was
going to
say. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, just make the decision round 13. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, I disagree, Jack. I'd say go and do it and go ahead. But, mate, pick whoever you like more.
I like that we haven't all agreed. I like that.
I don't like that, and so I'm disagreeing with you.
I like that as well.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's keep on going. So we're on to the amateurs Instagram, and I change things up each week as we go through. So we got the Instagram up early this week. A few less questions there than elsewhere, but we're good. So we got a question. Aitken and Joey Lussick for Hines and Jai Gray. Don't get Jai Gray. Get one of the other cheapies that we talked about, but I think that's a slam dunk.
Why are we saying Lussick?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing he's combining Aitken and Joey Lussick probably for what, about 700, like 1.2 million, 1.3 million plus the cash he's got in bank. So,
but why is he selling Aitken and Lussick this week?
I'm guessing to go and get Hines like a proper captaincy option. I'm guessing if he's someone like a lot of people out there who don't necessarily have a captain Carrigan option, maybe they don't have a Carrigan sitting around or a Grant, and they got Burns last week playing Turbo. Teddy playing Paps, one of those options.
Yep.
They're probably just going, I need a captain because they got hammered. So, mate, if you need to do it, go do it. Then, if there's another way to get there, but I can understand you trying to work you up to like 1.3 million.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
Rev33 goes Teddy and Murray to Hines and Ponga. Balint, got to check on that.
In this case, I probably would, just because I honestly think that Teddy's going to be missing for a few weeks. Well, I would do Teddy to Ponga for sure, but yeah, I don't like Murray to Hines myself. Teddy to Ponga, yes, but Murray to Hines, yeah, just not a big fan of it.
Yep. Look, I reckon.
Go get a cashy. Yep.
I reckon.
Teddy, move Teddy to Ponga and go get a cashy.
Yeah, that could work too. And then sell Murray next week if you're worried about it.
Yep.
Okay. Jack O'Sullivan says big trade this week. He's got 456k in the bank. Hoping to trade Chan for the cheapie of the week and go Flanagan up to Hines. Yeah, mate, that's a good reason to get rid of Flanagan.
Yes, that is, for sure.
So, yeah, a guy like Iroh or someone along that line, you know, we've talked them all to death. And, yep, go do it. Tomo CA says, cheese to Angus Crichton. I don't like it because the coverage from cheese is so phenomenal. I'd find another way to go get Angus Crichton, wouldn't you guys?
Yep.
And, look, I like Angus Crichton as a buy this week. He's been in and out of my squad all week, so... but I still wouldn't trade Cheese for him just due to the fact that Cheese has that versatility. Essentially,
man, everyone loves hating on Cheese, eh? Like,
it feels a job. He's doing okay. He's not losing you money. And no. The thing for me is that I'm round 13, like, just we might have a hooker, you might have a Joey Lussick or someone like that in your squad. But that means is that you can play Cheese as a middle, and middles who play 13 who aren't peaking and you don't want to sell and don't play Origin are so hard to come by.
Yep.
There's no Warriors available, so you can't get them. There's no, like, Panthers available. There's no Storm guys available. Like, who are you getting in middles round 13?
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, hopefully we're not all still playing Salmon by then, but we might be. Us on the Tools says, is Mariner to Arthur's two sideways? Yes.
Yep.
Is Blaze Talagi still a buy? I'm probably said this before Teamless Tuesday because the answer is no. He's not playing this week. Cameron Colby says, is Karaz, Rapana, or May more of a sell? Nick.
Oh, Rapana. See you, mate.
Mm. Out of the other
Karaz
two.
Karaz is not a sell. You Karaz okay? is definitely not a sell. Do not sell him. If you're selling him, you're a nugget.
Yep. He's playing
it. From a nugget.
He's playing at Sinister this week. I think he's only moved out to wing and had those harder games. And he was playing outside Cherry last week, who obviously was worried about passing the ball. So I would say that Karaz is not. May is starting to concern me. He's starting to, I think we talked about it before, didn't we, Blint?
Yep.
700K guys on the bench. Where's a little bit concerning, right, Nick?
Mate, that's why I didn't jump on. I don't like it.
Excellent. B, John Dwyer says, Terrell May given a minute seem to be drastically reduced. Mate, look, next couple of weeks, you certainly need to look at an exit strategy if his minutes do not pick up again. There might have been injury or rotation issues last week just due to the fact that they had so many issues. Also, is Fogarty to DCE sideways or an upgrade? It was a bit sideways to me, Phillips. What about you?
Yeah, extremely.
I don't think Fog's really done anything to warrant a sell myself.
Yeah, he got a 40 last week. Didn't you hear? No, I agree. I agree. Like, some people are salty that it's like, hey, there's a guy with literally no attacking stats, was just on a team which tuned up the opponents. Like, it's the same issue why Torhu got 40 instead of 60, right? He's a base stat guy, not an attacking stat guy. Can't outrun friggin' Big Puppy.
Yeah, I think before that he was averaging something like 58 or something ridiculous like that, which is the same as DCE, you know. So, I think there might be a slight hint of points chasing here myself.
That's basically at value. So he's like a mid 50s guy, and he's priced at 54. So you can just hold him. If you got him early, you've made 100K. Yep. So just enjoy him.
Hold him until you can trade out sometime after Origin to tier one guy.
Hold him, cherish him, love him in sickness and health.
Okay, that was weird. Boxy42 said, thoughts on Munster, especially with a possibility, no Origin. Boxy, unfortunately, mate, Cameron Munster is cooked by the sounds of things. He's only 80% well. They're basically getting him back on the field. He will be a week-to-week proposition. It was the same issue that's concerned Mitch with AJ Brimson last year, along with Adam Elliott, who both had stunted years last year, both of those players, because of that groin injury. So until they get this fixed for him, until he goes under some sort of surgery or they work out what's wrong, I would be staying a million miles away from Munster. Anyone disagree on that one?
Nope. Nailed it. Move on.
Excellent. Nick McMahon says, Rapana and Mariner out this week, and he wants Pennacini gone too. Should he trade Pennacini or Mariner first? I'd probably be trade, like, Pennacini will come good. I'd be trading Mariner, who's got literally a broken back. How about you guys?
Yeah, yep. Cull the red dots.
Yeah, Pennacini's quality, like, I understand that they're not performing as well as they could, but he will get good ball. I think Brad Arthur is going to show Dylan Brown how to pass the ball this week. You know, possibly taking the under sevens. So Steve O. Robertson asked, not a question, more of a statement. Well, in that case, not asking anything. Why you set me up like this, Steve? Getting frustrated with the NRL website crashes. It says 6 p.m. every Tuesday. I'm guessing you're in New Zealand. We all need to calm down, me included. Yeah, mate, everyone's hyped on the Teamless Tuesday. I was listening to, who was listening to the other day, but they were basically saying that Teamless Tuesday, all the coaches hate it. They wait, I think it was Phil Gould saying the coaches hate it. They don't really care about it. It was just something to get the media off the coaches' backs for all the midweek press conferences, essentially. Because they put the team list out, so they weren't going, is he going to play this week? It's like, well, we're giving you the team list.
And they stop talking about last week and start talking about the team list. They move on.
That's it. It's pretty much just to break the news cycle.
It's distraction.
Especially the way the Bulldogs play it. Hey there, is he in 27? Well, he's playing this week. He's probably going to start. We're going to name a guy, you know, he's missing a testicle.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Anyway, so Discord, let's move to those questions. I think we've, Simon's already asked, is Finifuaki or Salmon for Angus Crichton or Hold? I think Finifuaki is the guy to go. I would leave Salmon alone before he said. The Hunter 69 says Walsh versus Manu. So, Balint, Walsh versus Manu?
That's a tough one. Who would I go?
Who would you go?
Let's have a look at prices here. I'm guessing Manu's close to 700k.
Both very similar. 70. Walsh is 679 from memory.
I think Reece Walsh will kick this week.
He'll have to, right?
Well, there's no Reynolds. There's no Reynolds. I know Katoni Staggs can kick. Jesse Arthur can kick, but Reece Walsh is an all right kicker, isn't he?
He's serviceable.
So that's potentially some upside.
Yeah, there's just so much upside as well with Manu at fullback, though, right? But obviously, we don't know how long Teddy's out for.
Yeah.
If you do get Manu this week, I guess you can ride him all the way up through the bye rounds as well, right? So where do we think Teddy's playing Origin? He must be, right? He's the captain, so if he's fit, he'll be playing. And Walsh will definitely be playing Origin. I don't know, mate. Flip a coin. That's too hard for me.
Yeah. I'd probably pick Manu just due to the fact that, you know, you're getting a maximum of 3 games off from now, as opposed to Walshy, who might get 4, 5, 6, depending on how he goes. Sure.
Yep.
Plus the break even. So anyway, if you do need to get off Manu at some point as a knock, you'll at least walk away slightly more whole. Excellent. Bloor versus Angus, I think we've talked about here, which is that Bloor has a little bit more certainty as far as minutes go, but just as much certainty.
Sucks at fantasy, so
Angus. And less minutes, about the same certainty about whether they stay in the squad. So, because as we know, Bloor was second choice or third choice edge back rower. Sammy Froh says, one big trade to bring in SJ Hines or two smaller ones for, say, Angus and Bloor. Valent?
I'd be bringing in SJ or Hines.
Yeah, I feel like Angus and Bloor, you could end up with two bench players or something could happen with those guys the next little while, right?
Yeah, I do like Angus, just not so much Bloor, that's all.
I like it. Okay, Scholo DJ asks, Schiller versus Ira. I think we talked about that one, which is that neither of them have job security. So just take your pick, but Ira, it definitely has the higher upside just in the very short term. Plus, it's coming off the bye. Less job security probably than Schiller. Oh, then again, yeah, both have none.
Schiller's a boss, though. Like, he's underrated boss. He's good. So I don't hate if anyone jumps on Schiller as well this week.
True. Okay, Nick. Shuvasashek asks, is this finally the week we see someone crack the hundy? And who is it?
Good question, mate. Let me look at the matchups. No, I don't see a ton happening this week, mate. Oh, maybe Nico against the Rabbitohs. If they just, yeah, maybe.
All apart. Paps versus the Dogs.
I could see that. Oh no, Dogs are good, mate. Dogs are good. Did you see the cover tackle on Dominic Young that Blake Taft did? There were like 4 Bulldogs in that picture, like in cover defense against. That was hectic. I haven't seen that in years. So that's true. They're really up for it this year.
That's true. And look, I saw it a lot against the Sharks where they were playing, where they were soft through the middle, but there were a lot of guys who were making the extra effort to drag people down. So
huge.
15 meters gain rather than line breaks like they were the last couple of years, right, Nick?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I was really impressed by that particular play. It really says a lot about the team. I know they let them back in, but the effort's there.
Yeah, that's it. I know for me, the Bulldogs, the way they've looked their best this year is when they're playing against 12 men, so maybe they get someone sent off this week. I know, it's the same against the Sharks. They look really good 13 on 12. Like, it was a competitive game. That's what they need to play. They just need to, like, get their guys to lean their heads into the tackles, get someone binned or sent off, and they'll be competitive all year. All right.
New strat.
Rabbits 93 says, is the week to get Angus and Campbell, or wait a week more on Angus to get an Iroh, Chester, or Stewart? You can probably wait a week on Chester. You can wait a week on Stewart. If you want Iroh, this week's the week, right, fellas? I think is what Nick's kind of brought us to the consensus of, yes?
Yeah, I think for max value with that negative break even and sort of not knowing what's happening once Rudolph, I see the, Rudolph and Brandon Hamlin, ULA are both in the reserves as well, right? So they must be pretty close.
Well, they're in the reserves this week.
By reserves, I mean they're in the 20.
They're in the 22. Yeah. Interesting. So in that case, that makes Ira even more ugly. Look, Angus and Campbell are probably the two safer options. If or cut one of them, go get an Ira. You can probably, you could wait a week more on Campbell than Angus, I reckon, though. Who's the Titans playing? The Raiders.
Titans are playing the Raiders, yeah.
Actually, Campbell might go all right this week. So yeah, you can pick Ira up, but just know the risk.
It's interesting because we keep saying that like the Raiders are going to get rolled and they just keep winning games. So
they are playing well. That's what I mean. Yeah, and they've had injuries and Corey Horsburgh is not playing. Like, they've got some quality players not playing, right?
Yep.
Like Nick Kotrick, I'm not saying obviously there must be some issues with him, but he's still a quality player and he can't get a run.
Yep. First grader. Yep.
Yep. All right. Reacher 316 says Kiora Boys was going to go Hutch to Hines, but he's going should he go Hutchinson to SJ and Chris to Iroh, and then he's got like long term plans of like Cheese and Talangi, the Cleary, Hines, and Stewart next week. So should he go Hutch to SJ and Chris to Iroh, free up a little bit of cash? Or like spend less cash than he was going to and give him some money for next week. What are you guys thinking?
If those are his plans for next week, it's not terrible, right?
I don't like any of it, to be honest.
Really?
Well, why are you moving Hutch?
Oh, sorry. I didn't see. I thought he was moving Flano.
Hutch is coming off for what, a 31?
Yeah.
So he's priced at 33 at the moment. So I guess if you see Hutchinson as a 35 guy, then yes, today's the week to get off. SJ is probably priced mid-50s, so you can get him. You can get Nico for that solo captaincy option. I probably trust Hines more than SJ, though, as far as your week-to-week captain.
It's pretty hard to sort of confidently take much notice of any of those scores from the games in New South Wales Friday and Thursday as well, right? Because, I mean, they're basically playing in a deluge, so I wouldn't be... I wouldn't be taking into consideration too much that 31 from Hutch myself.
Nah, totally agree.
Fair enough. All right, VB Hardest Workers says, wants to get rid of Talangi and Chan as there's only poopers who aren't playing. Should he pull the trigger on Chan and Talangi to Angus Crichton and Chevy Stewart, leaving 4K in the bank? Look, it's a way to get rid of two red dots and get two green dots with upside.
Yep.
I like it. And the fact that it's 4K in the bank means it has to be a bargain basement guy. You can't reach Iroh or anyone like that. So, look, I don't mind it. And you fill the same positions.
I like it.
Okay. Short M goes Hutch or Burbo to Stewart or Iroh. Nick.
Look, I'm not. Okay. Okay, Hutch is dispensable for me because I got Matt Burton, but I think I'd hold Burbo. I don't see he's going to get his edge spot back, so just hold him, and he gives you good cover. So I'd hold on to Burbo, so I'd move Hutch, and I would go to Iroh this week. That's what I'll do, Hutch to Iroh.
Valent, you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. The fact that we got Schuster being told to rack off today is the confirmation we need that it's basically, yes, Burbo's being mucked around with, but his long-term role is on that edge. So I'm going to park myself on Burbo all year, I reckon. Like, I'm not sure he's going to turn into Ewan Aitken or Jack Bird of yesteryear, but I reckon he's going to be the closest thing we get at centre. So him and Strange are just going to park my centres for now. It should have been Val Holmes and RTS, but I'm an idiot. All right, it was a knock-on, says, picked up a foul cash cow to Talangi. Is it best to get rid of him immediately? I think we've answered that one, which is, yep, you can do it, mate. So go for it when you get a chance. Isaac says, who would you guys captain? Now, it's really a captaincy question, guys. Who do you captain out of McInnes, Grant, or Ponga this week? This guy's loaded. McInnes, Grant, or Ponga? Let me just check the...
I like McInnes.
I'm just looking at the NRL team list.
That bench is so light. There's two edges on that bench.
And Talakai.
Well, Talakai's an edge as well, isn't he?
Talakai's an edge. They just happen to book it centre.
So they've got two edges, and they've got Jack Williams and a bloke who's probably only going to play 10, 15 minutes in the middle. So, yeah, I like McInnes.
Iron Wishart, when he's been coming on, has he been spelling Harry Grant or has he been spelling Trent Liero?
Yeah, he's just been coming on as sort of like a roaming middle.
Okay, and probably a bit of cover for Munster in case his groin probably does give out.
Yep.
Yeah, he jumps in a dummy half if Grant runs, you know, so they sort of... Yeah,
but this game might be over after 60 minutes as well, so...
Yep, could be.
Yeah, look, McInnes is probably the safest option there. Probably do that, and then Grant, and then Ponga, we just don't know, right? Like, he's at home, but against the Roosters, which Roosters turns up? So, the Roosters that finishes the game with 11 men, or the Roosters which towers up the opposition like they did against Souths? So, I'd probably go McInnes... and then Grant and Ponga at last. Yep. Or, all right, Meltzen asks, any reason not to jump off Lane, Belent?
Because he's playing this week.
Great dot.
And the edges are pretty bad. Yeah. I'd be holding.
Yeah, he's priced around, what, 36 at the moment?
I just keep thinking, like, something's got to give... playing outside Dylan Brown, right? Like something's got to happen.
They moved Brown sides last week, so
to the right hand side.
Yeah, at least he was playing more over there in the seven role. So, but as for me, I still don't mind it either way. Like, he's still quality. I wouldn't move on, right? Just park him.
Yeah.
Yep.
My edges
round 13 as well, right? So.
Yep.
Easy. The Derg hallway monitor says Kotrick is getting a Derg style bear macing from Beth. Which I like. That's a very good reference. Which WFB Cashy going with Christ? Chiller?
What?
Stewart or Chester?
Can you repeat that?
No, that was a lot of words. So who would you choose this week? Kotrick's going. Would you choose Chiller, Stewart or Chester this week? I'd probably choose Chester just from the long-term upside. I'll be honest with you. The other two are absolute risks to me. So I would
love Chester. I am just so excited to have Chester on my side. So excited.
So what are your trades this week, Nick?
I don't know. I'm putting Hutchinson on the table because I'm going to yeet him at some point. He's got the round 8. So, but I'm looking at whether to move Galvin or Chan or Talau or Hutchinson to Iro and Chester.
You wouldn't move Galvin. Galvin? Stop smoking the crack pipe, dude.
Sorry, did I say Galvin? I meant to say Talau.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine. You were about, mate, to get cut from the podcast. So I was going
to
drop you, dude.
I meant to say Talangi, Talau, Chan or Hutchison to either Iro or and or Chester. I think Chester's just gonna be the business. Set and forget.
Who is Christ? Sorry,
I have no
JC?
Idea.
Jaden Campbell, JC, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Yes, that Jaden Campbell. Oh,
nice one. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
Easy. So look, yeah, we'd say Chester at this point. All right. Hayes says thoughts on Tupine and Rapana. Yes, to Hines and Crichton. Yes. That's absolute two winners.
So good.
That's like 0 points this week. Oh, well, Tupanu will probably play for like 12 points. So 12 points to like, that could be 130 points from these two guys, right? Like if they play plenty of minutes. So I go and do that this week because Tupanu has to go. Rapana is a red dot. And then next week, get rid of like Talagi or Chan. So I'd go do that.
Yeah, I think Crichton's good for at least 40 and 60, worst case. So.
Yep. CJ asks, who's the worst center? Satili or Fatape? Mate, take your pick. The Dirk Huawei monitor is back again. What's the decision-making process and deciding between bringing two value guns, Hines and Ponga, while they're discounted, by selling to Toll and Brandon Smith? No. Versus one up, one down. Mate, this is the week to go one up, one down, I reckon. So especially with like... Hines and Ponga could both play Origin, so you bring him in, and then suddenly a couple of weeks of playing them, I reckon get your cash value up as high as you can absolutely make it, because I reckon that Origin period, with this year, so many injuries and red dots, I reckon round third, like what, from about round 8 when the Dogs go onto the bye, round 10, I think it's the Raiders, and then we've got the Eels bye in there somewhere, and the Newcastle bye, it's just going to be horrific for all of us, isn't it, Nick?
What? What's going to be horrific specifically?
Well, like as in we got all these consecutive buys in a row and all these red dots keep on occurring each week. So
yeah, you got to diversify, man. You can't load up with too many Raiders or too many of anything, you know, diversify.
So mate, look, if you get Hines and Pong this week, both of them could, neither of them could play Origin. It would be laughing to the bank, but you can't be sure, unfortunately. CJ.
I've just got a real quick question.
Yep.
The Derg hallway monitor, is that a South Park term?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just double checking.
Excellent. We'll have to. Someone put up the clip for Belent in the group.
No, I know the episode. It's when Cartman becomes the hallway monitor, right? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then he gets a crew, and Beth bear maces people. Excellent. Oh. I think they used bear mace in that show because apparently the dog was a convicted criminal and couldn't get a gun license. So apparently that's why bear maces a whole bunch of people. CJ says today at 2:02, gun to your head. Oh, that's great. Okay. Do you sell Sitili and play with 15 or sell Rapana and play 15 plus Sitili? Either one's going to Heinz. They're both sells, dude. Just sell them both.
Yep.
But I'm guessing he's probably got another sale. I guess he's got another sell. Yeah, I'd sell them both, dude.
Why is he selling it's something else. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Minkin says best cash between Iroh, Shiv, or Chester. We've already talked that one to death. CSTM Grow. I'm not calling it custom Grow, bro. You just CSTM Grow, and I'm going to say you got a weird name. Need a gun mid, 800k to spend. Thinking AFB, any others you'd recommend? Now, we already talked middles, and I think the consensus from us, Belent, was is that it's probably Nat Butcher. Just do the.
That's the safest one. Safest one.
Yeah, or if you want, I think Torhu's going to make a lot of tackles this week, and we're down quite a few mids as well. He's been my buyer of the week for like the last 3 weeks, so I can't sort of steer away from that. But yeah, I do like Nat Butcher.
Yep, and Nat plays 13, which we like. Yep. Obviously, your reference deck. If you want to save a bit of cash, look, Morgan Smithy's finally had a good game. And with Horsbrook going out for like 6 to 8 weeks with like a hernia or something, I reckon that he could be some value as well.
Was that what it was?
He went off with like a midriff injury, so he's either like pulling an adductor, right? Like badly.
Oh, I thought it was, I thought physio said it was a groin strain or something.
No, abdomen. So it's either he's torn an adductor muscle or he's got a hernia. So, multiple weeks for Horsbrough.
Yeah, it's abductor strain.
There you go. Isaac says, what's your score prediction for Chevy this week against the Titans? Seriously consider playing him this week. So Chevy Stewart and looping between Finifuaki and Sam Hughes. Look, I think Sam Hughes will now be starting. So with the issue with Max King. So I reckon you're probably all right there. Chevy, I'd try and loop him. I reckon, guys, what do you think?
Yep.
If you can, definitely do that.
Okay, we're now down to the amateurs. Facebook says Matthew Lippitt Simon goes, is Hazleton a goer? Looks like Clem 2.0. I think it's a short-term play with Tom Hazleton, isn't it, fellas?
Yes. Hamlin Ueli's in the 22 jersey, isn't he, from memory?
Yeah, so he's got to break him at 18.
And Rudolph's there as well.
Yeah. Okay, no, he gets 40 for the next 3 weeks, Matt. He makes a grand total of 60K, so 65K. So, no, I reckon you're good.
Yep.
In the bin, NRL Fantasy goes on a scale of 1 to 10. How scared are you that Iroh will be dropped soon? I'm at 12 on that because these middles come back and they, I know the coach seems pretty loyal. So it could be that Iroh's just back and he's only back on a week-to-week basis. What do you guys think?
That's the worst case scenario, but I can also see that happening.
But Nick, he could make 60K in 1 week. Easy.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean,
the two trades though, trade in, trade out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think we're burnt with Talangi as well, right? Because
we made 40K last week and then he got cut burnt too, right?
Yeah, that's why I think Chester's the answer, to be honest. I just, Chester, full season, boss, is a bit more, but yeah, DP, oh God, yeah.
He's not even DPP yet, though, is he?
He'll probably get it next week.
God damn it.
Well, that's the option, is that you get them both this week, so, but yes, look, I'm at a 12 in the bin. If I find out anything, I'll do my best, but we'll have to, like, I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you, I think even the insiders, right, some of the people who I work with who know, don't know, right? It's like a week-to-week thing. They're just things that
performance-based, right?
Yeah, they're performance-based. Exactly right. It's not like there's a secret answer out there. There's no secret answer. No one knows. Okay.
But we like Iroh in the eye test, right? So it's like
he's a great player. I had a great write-up on him in the preseason. If he starts, he's a great buy. But how long have we got him for?
He's a good player. Like, not just fantasy, he's just a good player. Like, he moves well, runs the ball hard.
He was New South Wales Cup player of the year, 22.
There you go. So
yeah, and his stats were insane as well.
Yeah.
Isn't he a son?
No.
Yeah, Tony Iroh. Fucking
That's it.
Sorry, I just swore. Sorry, Mark.
hey, Mark.
Warriors legend.
There we go.
Yeah, so he's got to love sons of players, right?
Yeah, up the wires, baby.
All right, let's keep
on. Trying to throw that in there as much as possible. Not sure if you guys noticed that.
That's fine, mate. We're all right. Mate, you guys haven't won a comp yet. We understand you guys are desperate now. Okay,
it's
all
good. Throw that in there as well. Yep.
Well, you know, Mate, I'm hoping that they win at some point. It'll be like a Sharks moment. Because, you know, we were all there when they finally won and, you know, ET cried and everyone goes, well, why didn't you win then? And now, you know, we can have that option with, you know, Simon Mannering will come out and like, yeah, mate, you didn't win. So we'll have that moment.
I think everyone wants the Warriors to win. I think that's just how it is.
I'm sorry. Panthers 12 in a row. That's what I'm going for. Cleary retiring, like 12 in a row. There we go. And then we can beat the Dragons, and you know they'll probably keep on changing the rules until it's like, hey, there, if your name starts with Nathan and ends in Cleary, you're not allowed to play anymore. So,
well, we're actually connected through the Cleary family anyway, Stu. So if you guys win, we basically win as well.
That's true, mate. It's, you know, the Warriors did well by Ivan. So, and look, I think there are a lot of people second or third teams, right? Warriors. So we're always happy to see them do well.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. MLS asks several more questions with the horse injury news. Anyone interested in Solo, Mariota, or Mooney? No. Anyone? You guys? No.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yes.
And it's got to be real quick. Why are you asking us Raiders questions, Matthew? Why?
Yeah.
Confirmation bias.
You're the Raiders guy here. You should be telling us, mate. Seriously.
That's it. And now MLS is asking us about a big X-rated Willy. And that's Xavier Willison for anyone listening at home. So if Ricky gets surgery, are we wheels up on Willison? Yes, we've got to call him X Willy now. No, I think that my Willy will stay firmly where it should be, which is like out of my team. So by the look of it, Ricky could play this week. It looks like just like a rolled ankle. So now Darren Jarrett goes, I'm sick of questions. I want answers. Joking, love your work as you were. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it, kind of. Okay, Callum Johnson's...
Darren. Love you, mate.
Callum Johnson asked what you thought of Crichton's second row. We talked about it a million times. Yes, everyone's been burnt by the Roosters' second rowers. Okay, we all got set on fire. I owned Wong and Satili. If I own many more Roosters, I'm going to cry.
Everyone's been burnt by the second rowers from the Roosters, yes, but he's like a cut above, right? So he's got clear upside where we weren't too sure about the other two.
Yeah, I think Nick in our preseason preview, like we even said, look, Angus is like by far the guy that we really wanted to see out of the three guys, right?
Yep.
And look, we finally got him. It only took the other two absolutely poop in the bed. Lucky Black, do we think IRS job security? No, we'd already talked about this. Sorry to sound cross. I know that when you asked it, we hadn't been asked it 27 times.
He's asked a good question, though.
Yep. Another forward coming back enough to push Chalico back to center. Yes, that is exactly absolutely right, Lucky. Right.
Yep. Okay, I'm not getting IRO now. I'm not doing it. God damn it.
Okay, so everyone, I want you to go back in time about 25 minutes ago where Nick was like, IRO, got to get IRO, break even for IRO, negative IRO. And now he's like, oh, I'm not going to get IRO. If someone stopped right halfway through, they only got to listen to half of this bloody 2-hour podcast.
They've got IRO.
And they've got IRO. And then they're like, oh, why didn't Nick get him? And we're talking next week. Oh, we changed the mind.
No, okay. I felt it was performance based. Okay. I thought it was the performance, not the injury. Okay.
Excellent.
Didn't consider that.
Look,
man, I still think he's a strong buy, to be honest.
I think it's one of those ones you just got to. What do they say on those like super ads? Consider your own performance and risk before, you know, buying these products. So if your team's absolutely on fire and you're like rank 50,000, what's another red dot gonna hurt? So when the upside could actually see you shoot up the ranks and the cash stakes.
You just need one small thing like this to work and it'll just turn your season around.
That's true. Or in my case, probably about 27. Zion Kohu goes Hutch to SJ, Burbo to Chevy. No, I wouldn't be trading Burbo, dude. Yeah, I find a different way to do it. Got stuck with Appy's captain last week. SJ captain looks good this week as a non-Hines Carrigan owner. Look, I get that you're aiming for a captain. And you're saying Berber about to be carved by RTS on Saturday. I think I'm probably putting...
Oh, oath. You speak truth, brother. You speak truth.
Yeah, look.
That's a good point, actually.
I think Berber will do okay out there because I think they will run some traffic at him, but he's a pretty strong defender. I think that's why he's in the squad and why Josh Schuster is not.
He's getting cooked, mate.
Yeah, did you know that RTS can, like, step midair as well?
Yep.
Good to know.
Basically Jesus.
Basically Jesus. Shuffle that he does with the spring off the front of ball of his feet is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
he's just a specimen.
He really is. I wish he was in my team, but at least he's in my draft team. Sucked in, Nick. yeah, mate, I got him before
classic.
You.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Is he in your classic team?
Is he in your classic team?
Yeah, I've got RTS.
Oh, every
you make me so
week,
cranky.
Our friendship just keeps progressing. I'm telling you.
Excellent. Well, look, we'll come to, we've got a question for you two in a minute, so let's just wait for that one. Percy Watford King goes, which Sean is better to grab this week, Lane or Bloor? He goes, he doesn't have Johnson, so don't rub it. Mate, you shouldn't be rubbing your Johnson, so don't worry about that. But which Sean Lane or Bloor? I probably grab Sean Lane just for the long-term security there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agree.
Excellent. Yep.
Brian depressed pretty, asset.
Yeah.
Like your Johnson. Mitchell Staples asks, Flanagan to Hines leaves 1K in the bank. Well, yeah, that's pretty good. Or Flanagan to DC and Keeney to Angus Crichton. He's got Keeney. Oh, God.
Yeah. But can he not just go Keeney to Stewart and then still do Flanagan to Hines and just have more money in the bank?
He certainly could. I like that.
Yep.
Okay, Luke Moore goes, thoughts on Bradman Best? Now, Bradman Best was a guy I was looking at today because I have way too much time on my hands and I was looking through players who'd lost a lot of money this year. So he is one of the top, I think, top 5 or 10 players. So he's down from around 600K to 477. And that's just off the back of a whole bunch of mid-20s scores. Now, the concerning part for me, fellas, is the fact that unlike some of these other guys who are in new clubs or have like had bad weeks, Bradman's issue is that he's been playing 80 minutes each week for bad scores, right?
Yep.
So he's played 80 minutes each week. He scored one try and he's still averaging like low 30s. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it's because when Ponga attacks, he just throws a whole heap of cutout passes and Best is just running decoys, right? So which is so strange considering how good Bradman Best is, like 10 metres out from the line.
Let him cook.
Yeah.
And I think that Edge is a little bit messed up as well with new halves pairings. So when Gamble was running out there, you knew that he couldn't beat anyone and he wasn't very good, so he just threw the ball. So, whereas now the halves, they're playing a little bit on the inside as well. So,
is it KPP that's possibly stealing attacking yep. stats from Best yep. as well?
Not even yep, attacking stats, but KPP is ball. A ball hog.
Just ball. Yep.
That's true. True. Fitzgibbon was a very silky passer. So he was also.
But they just decoy him, right?
A lot of the time. But he was either the decoy or he could throw like quite a good like last pass or offload to Bradman Best as well.
Oh, yeah, he could offload for sure. Yeah.
So look, Bradman's averaging 30. I'd probably go Steve Crichton before I go Bradman Best. I'll be honest with you. So cool. Hey, Steve Crichton's my little sneaky. He's not necessarily the pickup of the week, but he's possibly a pickup in the next 2 weeks. 463K. He's got a break even of 51 this week. But if he turns it around, I reckon we're in for a good week. So because we know that he's a 600K guy, yeah?
Chuck a star.
That's it. So Steve Crichton's probably, I get him before Bradman Best. Who to captain, SJ McInnes or Ponga? I think we've been through this one, probably McInnes. And then I go SJ and Ponga.
Are you assuming that Crichton's a 600K player at centre or at fullback?
I'd say that he's probably a 600K player in either, once they work themselves out as a team.
Have they not been working themselves or trying to work themselves out as a team for the last 2 years, though?
They have, but they are looking better than they have been, I would say. Like, the team is slowly coming together, I think, and as these guys build game time with each other, like Steve Crichton, last couple of years, he's not been getting all the ball because the Panthers pass it around a lot, but he's still been a 600K guy. So in a team where he's the club captain and he's running the team around each week, he's the backup goal kicker, he's the backup fullback, I reckon he'll crack that 600K, kind of like Joey Manu, right? He won't need to be at fullback to still be a decent fantasy asset. I reckon he's going to be an absolute stellar pickup, possibly after their bye.
But he's one of the first guys picked for Origins, Stu.
I'm not sure that he is. If you got Turbo and Latrell fit and Turbo turns it around under a new coach. Oh, sorry, Latrell.
No, I think Crichton has to be there. I think he's shown to be the best center in the comp, just below Manu, basically, the last 2-3 years, right?
Yeah, I know, because he was playing wing near the end. He certainly could, but I reckon.
Yeah, chuck him on the wing. Yep.
They might.
Who are the wingers?
Uh-oh. You got,
exactly.
Yeah, and JAC?
Yeah,
probably
Crichton in there.
Toto and Addo. Look, I probably have him over Addo Carr, but.
I would, yep.
I reckon that for Origin, they might pick Addo Carr if he's fit. Anyway, look.
Well, he hasn't been. Anyway, yep.
True. Anyway, a critter a couple of weeks is an issue. Brenton Vickery says, who else thinks that DC's turned a corner? Look, I think that he has, but I also think that he just played out of his skin to try and get the win over the Panthers. I think that Luke Brooks will still continue to drink some of the milkshake. What about you, fellas?
Yeah, he definitely is. Definitely is.
Yep.
I think he's more of a target after Origin.
Yep. Final team. Yep.
All right. Mark Reed says, what DPP updates you're expecting next week? So I think we got, what, Tom Chester? Anyone else that's been standing out to you as like a DPP candidate?
I haven't really contemplated it.
Look, for me, obviously, like I'm thinking about guys who've only played the one position all year. So I'm thinking about like Kalen Ponga. So I'm thinking that he could get the dual position for hooker or something. Because, I mean, Tanner Boyd.
Kalen Ponga.
Because, look, Tanner Boyd played 23 games at halfback this year. Kept his hooker dual. Tanner Boyd played 23 games at half last year, right? They left him with a hooker dual, right?
Yeah.
Cheese didn't play mid at all last year. They left him with a middle dual. So I'm figuring they must just be picking people at random. So I'm thinking Ponga as like dual hooker. I'm thinking that maybe like Taylor May might become a center, mid-center combo.
You know what would be sick? That won't work because Carrigan wasn't originally named on an edge, was he?
Look, if they move him before the game day, you reckon if he gets two games on an edge?
I think he actually has to be named on an edge or TLT, no? Is that not how it works?
No, I think for the round seven updates, they take into account not just being named on game day, but where people are playing and a few other bits and pieces.
Yeah, they have knocked them back if it's just a one-off game, basically, due to injury. So,
That's it. So, like, Dylan Brown played, I think, two games at centre and didn't get it.
I remember that.
I was so sad.
Carrigan won't get the edge, for example, even though he's played a game there, so.
Unless they look to shift him for a few weeks. So it sounds like they're going to move him.
Yeah, look, there's actually, I'm going through now, there's actually no one else.
Yeah, no one that stands out that's of relevancy.
No, that's it. Only the guy that we dodged on will be Tom Eisenhuth. We'll probably get the DPP. Who's, by the way, one of the top cash cows this year and is currently averaging 45. So we all missed the boat on that one, but it's the Dragons, right? Who would expect that Tom Eisenhuth is the winner there? Would knock out Jack DeBellum from 13.
Yeah, yep. And especially with the Leilua news as well early on, right?
Mm.
Yep.
So Leilua's secretly looking good, fellas.
He's a 50s kind of guy, mate.
And he looks good on an edge. Like he's got that size, but he seems to have got enough leg fitness to be able to just absolutely steamroll those halves that he's running at.
That's his job.
Yeah. You know who's going to get DPP, actually? Jack Whiten.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course he is. Yep. Yep. He'll get centre half. Yep. Good call.
And then hopefully Mal brings him back as a half.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, I'd be so happy. But the issue is Whiten's been playing well enough. Right? He's actually hasn't dropped that much cash in the bastard. So, anyway, we'll wait. Ross Mecki goes, hold Piakura or trade to Angus. Well, look, Piakura is a week away. He was training. So I'd find another way to get Angus. He also needs a mid in the Dogs by ideally out of Chan and Talangi. Is there a good, cheap mid going? Can I leave one of you guys to have a look to see if there are any good, cheap mids?
Maybe Mariota.
Ooh, how much is he?
$299.
That's not too bad. You can probably get out of Blaze for that. I'm just trying to think if there's any others out there. I don't think there really is there?
Not for that price.
Yeah, like just looking at even those who are selected this week. Yeah.
Sam Hughes, $300K, break even of 9, starting.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm assuming he's probably got Hughes. No, it's the Dog's buy.
Oh, yeah, of course, sorry.
Jaden Hunt will be done by then. Unfortunately, Piakura will probably be back. He was probably the best option.
Yeah, I agree. Mariota's the best option.
Yep.
Man, and Willison's actually super cheap, eh?
Yeah.
How much is Willison?
311.
Yeah, he is. The issue is he's not starting. If he was starting and he had a run, Solo as well could also be run 379, but again, we're going up another class.
That's what MLS just mentioned not long ago. We just went, nah.
No, I guess.
We just said, you're the Raiders guy. Like, you should be giving us some tips, some hints.
Yeah, that's true. And like, I didn't really need any cheap mids, but, you know, for someone who does.
If you need one, yep.
That's right. Either we're talking like Tom Arley. It's probably the only other one worth looking there because Bunty's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to be playing big minutes by any stretch.
Curran's a good shout. Curran's a good shout for a midi option.
He's not really a cheap cash cow though, is he?
He
plays for the Dogs.
But, oh fuck! God damn it!
Okay, Nick. Okay, Nick, we need one for the Dogs. Bye. Mate, it's like idiot. Literally okay, in the question. Oh my god,
I'm an idiot.
The only thing, okay. The only thing, if you pick up Mariota though, is you're probably gonna have five raiders or something ridiculous like that, right? So
that's it. Well, fortunately, I am now down to one as of this week.
Yeah,
Rapana's gone. Strange is the last one left.
Oh, you're not getting Stewart?
Don't think so. We'll wait.
Fair enough.
Probably a week, just in case Ricky does a Ricky. Kelly Dunlop goes Fogarty to SJ. He has Chin and Galvin. Mate, that seems like absolute luxury trade. So, mate, only if it works for you and you're playing head-to-head only.
That's a waste of a trade.
Yeah, it feels like it. Again, head-to-head only because SJ's last buy is around 27, so it means it won't matter. Dexter Gravenstein. Mate, I don't want to give you a hard name because that's probably your real name. Looking at it's, life's hard enough with that last name. Looking at trading Cheese and SJ to Hutcho, Cheese to SJ and Hutchinson down to an Iroh, someone below 310k. Halves will be Hines and SJ from here on. I know it feels like you're going to be very strong there, but how it feels like your mids and hookers coverage is going to suffer, right, guys?
Just got to assume he's got one of Grant, Uppy or Robson, and then probably Levi or Lussick, right?
It must be. Well, I guess, Dexter, you got way better issues than we do, so go for it, bro.
Yeah, because that actually looks like a pretty sick trade.
Yeah, it certainly does. Cheese to SJ. So that's like a guy that we want to get rid of at some point to a keeper, and Hutchinson down to a GPU might make you some cash. Yeah, go for it.
Yep.
Lucky McDonald says Chevy Stewart or Jai Gray to play in his 17. I picked Chevy Stewart there because Jai Gray has one game going into the bye, right, fellas?
I think the question's more who would you play, right?
Yeah, well, I think who would he buy? Who would he buy to play in your 17? I pick Chevy.
Oh, right. Yep.
Okay, Mark Reed. Nick, trade in which combo? He can get Campbell, Jaden Campbell and Dylan Brown. He can get Chester and SJ. Or he can get Hines and Chevy Stewart.
Oh, this is the best question.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, geez. They are all great options. I like all three of those options. So it would come down to, I like Chester the most.
Yeah, it's hard to answer some of these questions without seeing teams, right?
That's true.
So, no, he's getting a half and a wing fullback. So
Campbell Brown, I would go with. I'll just lead with that one. Just due to the fact that I think there's 100k in both.
Yep.
And because
there's your points chasing, hey.
Well, and there might be 100k worth of value in there, maybe, right? And there's probably 100k in Chester, but it certainly might. Whereas I think in Campbell Brown, I think you will get 100k or 150k in 50. Whereas Hines and Chevy.
Hines Chevy, you get a best captain option, and then you get a bargain basement. You know, cashy. But yeah, two good scores in Campbell and Brown could each chuck out 60, 70 together, can't they?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
How about you, Belen?
I just like Hines and Chevy Stewart purely just because I like Hines as a captaincy option.
That's true. He would solve a lot of problems for a lot of people this week.
Yep. Do you guys both go for Campbell and Brown?
I go Chester and Brown.
I'd probably go Campbell Brown or Chester and Brown for sure. Just because I just want a little bit of money out of the half, I think, at this point.
Yep.
I'm just assuming you can't, if you're going Hines, you can't afford Chester and or
no,
Campbell. So
they also add up to all around the same money, essentially.
Yep. God, that's a good question.
Adam Sargent goes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just, Adam Sargent goes, how much cash is a trade worth this year? Cash is hard to make. Are we expecting reduced team total? Yes. Adam, I think that this year people's cash value is not going anywhere near as quickly. We're not seeing these 800, 900, 1,000 scores early this year like we did last year where everyone just got on the right players. We had all the cheap Dolphins and all the players replacing those who went to the Dolphins. So like a lot of people's reserve graders got swept up. And so we had absolute nuggets starting last year, making us cash. Plus we had like some really cheap edges, everything. We were basically gifted last year. And this year, I reckon we do need to adjust our expectations down a little bit, especially with all these injuries, right, fellas?
Yep,
I agree.
Mm. Like, even you look at a guy like Burbo, we're running into round six. He's made a grand total of $112,000 because he's been shifted, three times? So
I think it might even be more.
Yeah, like he played the only game where I know that he's played like the full time and he's done well was that first game versus the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, but he got moved. He ended up playing centre for some of that game as well, didn't he?
A little bit, and then I know against the Eels that he certainly did. Against the Dragons, he got shuffled a little bit, and then against the Panthers, he certainly did. He's played most of the game out there. Yeah, so like just even the slam dunks this year, unfortunately, are going slowly. Blaze Talangi made 25 grand and got cut. So, yeah, we're in trouble.
Galvin got suspended. You know, it's just all over the place.
That's it.
Can I just have 2 minutes to quickly justify why I would go Hines and Chevy over the other options?
Yep.
I just think that in the long run, you're definitely saving at least one trade there because you're going to have to trade Campbell and Brown out anyway. And at the same time, you pick out the best.
Why can't you hold those two the rest of the year?
Brown and Campbell.
Yeah.
Do you think Brown's a keeper half play next to Moses?
Yeah, I think so.
When you've got guys like Hines, DCE, Cleary, obviously.
Yeah, I think he'd just be on your bench, but he's still a final team guy. Yeah, he's still a final team guy, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you got Hines, who's by far probably the best captaincy option for that first buy round as well.
Yep.
Assuming he doesn't play Origin.
Play to buy. Yep. Yep, that's the assumption. Yep. But I think it's a fair assumption. Fair assumption.
Yeah. Because I did want to say it before, but then Stu just cut me off, but it's all good.
That's it, mate. Sorry, I was trying to move us on, but you sucked us back in. Now we're good.
That's all right, mate. Up the waz.
Mate, no, I do like your thinking there. Is it in Hines you can stick with for the rest of the year, plus he's down a buy. So I do appreciate what you've done there.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Stu.
Adam Sargent asked the last question. So we got James Ling. If Stuart, Nick and Blent walk into a bar, who's the first to leave and who's last to leave? Well, if I see you two already in there, I'm certainly first to leave. So I walk in the door. Nah. I don't know, mate. I think with kids' bedtimes, I'm pretty quick to leave these days.
Yeah. I can go for a while, not going to lie. So.
Well, Blent's probably the last to leave.
But potentially the last to leave, yeah.
But he's also late onto the podcast. He's probably last to arrive too. So I reckon I'll probably be there first to watch the 3 p.m. game on a Saturday, mate. I'll be honest with you. Nick will be there late and then Blaine will be last, but he'll crack on to the evening. So there
I'll
you go.
Be there for the 3 p.m. game.
Oh, there you go. And Morgan Jones says, Hutch or Flano, the better hold? This is a great last question.
Ooh.
I've got so many red dots. I'm not even thinking like Flutch or Hannah. Do you know that they're my two starting halves this week?
I don't hate it.
I do. Dude, I hate it so hard.
They're perfect for Origin period, those two guys. Perfect.
They're not great to have as my starters, mate. I have serious problems.
My two starting halves this week is Strange and Hutch, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got Galvin and Cleary Wayne in the wings, so.
When's the Dragons by?
11? Is it round 11?
Yeah, it is. You've nailed it on the head. And then the Bulldogs are 8. So, look, just on that basis alone, I'd say I keep Flano over Hutch for now.
Oh, Hutch to Hines in round 8's looking pretty juicy.
Yeah, if you got a spare $500,000.
Oh, I will.
Fair enough. I'm thinking on my side, I want to go Hutch to Sam Walker in a week or two. So probably 2 to 3 weeks. Sam Walker copped an HIA the other day, right?
Yeah.
So he is down already. He's one of the biggest guys down this. He's down to 534K.
Yes, he's lost the third most money. Yep.
Yes. He has a break in
150k.
It doesn't matter. I don't even care whether he makes me 150k because he's also beautiful coverage. Again, doesn't play 14, but I'm fearing the Raiders, the players I'm holding for 14 at this point would be Brandon Smith, right? May's going to go. So it'd be Brandon Smith, Ethan Strange, and then I can probably carry one more like a Walker. So 13 plays a lot of the rest of the buyers like a boss. Kicking goals this year as well, which is something which just adds to his base. So I reckon that there is money to be made with Sam Walker. So in the games where he's played at the full game and they haven't been flogged, 50, 41, 37.
Love it.
Yeah. And so just coming off.
Yeah, that 50 was 2 tries and 4 goals.
Yeah.
He's kicking a lot better though. Kicking, like he used to be terrible. He's kicking pretty well these days.
But yes, look, certainly the double try 50, I'm not expecting him to repeat that. But it was also falling over the line tries. It wasn't like it was a David Vita style run, right?
Yep, off kicks and stuff, eh?
Yeah. Look, the 16 against at Four Pines was not very good. So I'm just saying that Sam Walker at 500k, straight swatch for Hutcho about round 8. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Awesome. And guys, we've actually reached the end of the questions. So final thoughts from Munich.
Oh God, I had one. Oh, I've forgotten it. You go, Belen. I don't know. Oh, I had one. God damn it.
I don't have too many thoughts. Just good luck to everyone this week.
No. I remember.
Hold on. Belen's in the middle of talking, Nick. Belen, finish your thought there, mate.
No, it's fairly predictable what I was going to say anyway. So.
Up the wires.
Yep, that's it, baby.
Excellent. Okay, well, what,
did
Nick?
Anyone, did anyone see that try? There was a billion of them. The try Egan to Charles Dougal Klukstad into Sean Johnson.
Yes.
Massive brain play.
Wade Egan, if he was in like a better person's body, would be an excellent player. If he wasn't such like, I think someone said the other day that basically HIA is a part of his base stats.
Yeah, so. Pretty true.
He's a wizard, hey? Like, he's a legit wizard.
Yeah.
I know when he was playing for Penrith, quote me on this, but I remember someone saying that he could be the next Cameron Smith.
Wow.
Was it Gus? I'm asking you, Stu, because I know someone definitely said that.
Well, look, it sounds like something that Gus would say, but he'd probably say it in such a way which would allow him to deny it, like it having to be true.
Not so much the way that he plays. Well, yeah, the way that he plays the game, he just sees things before they happen, sort of like what Cam Smith was able to do.
Yeah. Oh, look, he certainly looked good on the weekend, but I must say, I want to see it again this week
He's looked good all year, mate.
He has, but he's also busted his elbow, and he was playing against the Rabbitohs, who are literally in the process of sacking their coach. They've been that bad. So I just want to see it again this week. That's all. If he carves up against, who are they playing this week? If he carves up against the Seagulls.
You're just taking the shine off of RTS's 200th game against the Bunnies.
No, that's it. They threw it because he was playing. No, but more seriously, like if he looks really good this week, I'll certainly start to really appreciate the hype train because he's probably playing with the best team that they've got. And the Warriors window, I'm not saying that's closing, but there's only so long they got SJ and it's AFBs last year. So they really do want to make hay while the sun's shining, right, Belen?
Yep, no, I agree.
Look,
it was Brian Fletcher who compared Wade Egan to Cameron Smith, I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, yep. Yuck.
You still won more premierships than the Warriors.
He won one against us.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
Well, wait, maybe Andrew Johnson as well. Just give me a sec. Oh, paywall. There's a paywall.
Oh,
okay.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah. That's okay. Maybe it's Andrew Johnson. Okay, yep.
Wow, that was really good, Nick. I really appreciate that discussion. it might be Andrew Johnson. There's a paywall. This is quality podcasting. You know what? Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is the Boom or Bust Fantasy Podcast and NRL Fantasy Amateurs collaboration for 2024, signing out.
Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed our collaboration. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast and check out Facebook pages for more info.